After several days of negotiation, the Senate voted today to organize itself along remarkably bipartisan lines. Republicans will allow Democrats equal membership on committees while retaining the chairmanships of all the panels. NPR's Peter Kenyon has a report.
None of these senators has ever served in a 50-50 Senate, and so the usually routine matter of organizing has been unusually tense. Democrat Tom Daschle, acting as majority leader until Al Gore leaves the vice presidency on January 20th, announced that every Senate committee will include equal numbers of Republicans and Democrats. But instead of tie votes killing a bill or nomination as in the past, now the full Senate will be permitted to vote to discharge the matter and bring it to the floor. While he didn't get everything he wanted, Daschle was proud of the agreement.
If the resolution I have just introduced is not miraculous, it is, at the very least, historic. It is also fair and reasonable.
Republican leader Trent Lott had the difficult job of persuading his GOP colleagues that they could live with equally divided committees. Lott said this is not his preferred result, but it's time his party recognized the reality of the election.
It was an unusual election year. It rendered an unusual result. Now what are we going to do with it? Are we going to make this republic work and produce for the people? Are we going to argue over Part B of Rule 12 of the Senate? This resolution may haunt me, but it's fair, and it'll allow us to go on with the people's business.
Some Republicans, including Phil Gramm of Texas, had been insisting on a one-member GOP advantage on every panel, arguing that the power of the majority carries a responsibility to get things done, and 50-50 committees could make that impossible.
Jefferson said good men with the same facts are prone to disagree. My concern is that we may very well in this process be guaranteeing gridlock.
Many senators, especially the veterans who have deplored the increasing partisanship of the modern Senate, were doubtful that this kind of agreement could be reached. Democrat Robert Byrd was among the skeptics.
I would never have thought it could be done. I viewed the future with a great deal of dread. But I am encouraged.
Veteran Alaska Republican Ted Stevens pointed out that the rules of the Senate have always encouraged cooperation and negotiation rather than narrow partisan victories.
This time we start with a tie, but we start also with the friendships and the knowledge of one another that have been built up over the years. And I think it's going to be an interesting experience for newcomers to witness this.
But newer members, such as Republican Larry Craig, say they've seen enough interesting times for a while. And Senator Lott and other Republicans admit to one powerful fear, that these rules will make getting a Bush agenda through the Senate much more difficult than anyone had anticipated. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, the Capitol.